everyone that's left to Wilson's Figure in bed with the flu. I hope you don't catch the flu I got, but there's something I would hope and pray that you'd catch, and that is something out of the message this morning. And I'd hardly like you to get the bug over the radio, but I do trust some of the message will catch you and abide with you forever. You know, the gospel is contagious. It's gone caught on from generation to generation to generation. And sometimes one person in the family will get saved and it'll spread through the whole family. I hope something blessed like that will catch on to you this morning as we speak on the subject of news from heaven. Any mail today, this is a common cry in many houses or homes. Any mail today? Millions of letters are written and read every day, containing news both good and bad. Yet how many forget or ignore the fact that there is a book written with the finger of God? It is like a letter containing grim news of man's plight and glorious news of God's provision. Have you read the Bible today? If not, I want to speak on one little verse in the Bible over in the book of Revelation, chapter 22 and verse 17. And the spirit of the bride say, come, and he that heareth, let him say, come, and he that is athirst, let him come, he that will, let him take the water of life freely. How good and gracious is our God that from the beginning of his book unto the end, in history and prophecy, poetry and revelation, he declares his one great purpose, the salvation of men through our Lord Jesus Christ, and that all he has revealed should end with such a hearty invitation and welcome. In every possible way, God has sought in his word to show men the folly of wickedness and the wisdom of obedience to him. We have seen the flaming sword about the Garden of Eden and its inhabitants exiled because of sin. We have seen Cain fleeing a vagabond in despair, and Abel, though dead, yet speaking for righteousness. We have seen the world deluged for its wickedness, and righteous Noah and his family saved because of their faith and obedience to God. We have seen Abraham going out a stranger and a pilgrim into an unknown land because his eye caught a glimpse of the city in the sky. We have observed Lot in his haste to get rich, drifting into Sodom to the ruin of his household. We have seen Elijah triumph over his enemies at Mount Carmel when he cried to Israel, how long halt ye between two opinions? We have seen Elisha surrounded by chariots of fire at Dothan. We have watched Samson the mighty toying with sin until old and blind he grinds in the mill of his enemies like a beast of burden. We have seen young Daniel, a captive in a strange land, faithful to his God in the midst of temptation, growing great and splendid among foreigners, unable because of his righteousness to face a den of lions without fear. We have heard David sing songs of faith and confidence on his harp with his divine shepherd. We have looked through Isaiah's long glass as he peered down the centuries and saw Christ coming with the Spirit of God upon him to preach deliverance to the captives, to open the prison doors to the bound, to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the sorrows of the brokenhearted. We have seen the day of redemption draw nigh, the wise men coming from the east, and heard the angels sing to shepherds their tale of good tidings. We have watched the Christ child grow from a babe in Bethlehem till in the fullness of his ministry he could say to the disciples of John the Baptist, who had been sent to see if he were the Messiah, go tell John what you have seen. The poor hear the gospel, blind men see, deaf men hear, and the lepers are cleansed. We have followed the Son of God himself until we stood with him under the shadow of the cross and heard him cry, while the sun was veiled in darkness. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? We have gone with the Marys on Easter morning and stood beside the open grave in a vision of angels. We have heard Peter preach on the day of Pentecost and walked with throbbing hearts the pathway of Christian experience in the early church. We have seen the triumph of the gospel story as we have stood with Paul amongst the Caesar's household at Rome. Now here at last we stand with this aged greatheart, John, ready for his translation. We have been with him in spirit on the Isle of Patmos and heard the solemn warnings and rebukes, promises and invitations of the book of Revelation, and that brings us to our text for this morning. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, we have seen that sin brings sorrow and remorse, that it dwarfs character, that it blights life, that it degrades and debauches and destroys the soul. On the other hand, we have seen on every page that righteousness exalts both the man and the nation, that the one thing that endures all the storms of life is godliness, that which brings a man close to God and makes life sweet and happy is love, that which makes life strong and courageous is hope and faith, which throw their anchor beyond the channel of death into the harbor of heaven. These are the messages that have come to us all through his word. And now at the last, our Savior who died to redeem us makes one more effort to welcome us so earnestly, so tenderly, so graciously that one wonders how any one could refuse. You might compare the Bible to a great musical composition, rising and falling in the sweep of the music until near the end it gathers all singers together in one mighty, overwhelming, irresistible wave of song. Such is the last invitation in the Bible. You might compare the Bible to a feast gathering in richness from the promise of the Savior made to Eve, on through patriarch, prophet, poet, apostle, and angel. A feast ever growing richer and more splendid until you come to the last and find that Christ, as at Cana of Galilee, saved the best wine until the last, has given us here the richest and the most gracious of all Bible invitations to the hungry, thirsty, needy souls of men. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Isn't that wonderful? He that heareth, say, come. If you hear it and believe it, you go and tell it to someone else. Invite them to come. Here's where the gospel catches on. He that is athirst, come. He that willeth, let him come. And whosoever will, let him take, not earn, work for, pray for, or pay for, but take as a free gift from God the water of life freely. May God help you to do this morning. I know some of you are discouraged and disappointed. Others of you are ashamed of what you did last night. Others of you are beyond being ashamed. Your conscience is dead. Others of you are hurt or maybe crushed. Others sick and sore in body. The days before you hold no change or chance for the better. To all such I say, God loves you. Christ died for you. The Spirit calls you, and we invite you to be saved and satisfied now. The living water flows. Stoop down and drink and live. Christ is that living water. Do you, will you have him now? Why do you not say yes?